love sending Kim pictures because she gets irritated. Whatever irritates Kim, I like
too
to
funny,
do.
Funny, mama.
So now that happens.
Dang on it, Chris.
Perfect timing.
Eyelash on.
Too funny, mama.
Let me get the eyelash on.
Welcome to Two Funny Mamas. If you see the behind the scenes, you know it's the real show. This is what you tune in for. Today, very special. Kim is on the road headed to Hartford, Connecticut. Before that, she's going to do the Sherry Show in New York. She was kind enough to jump on today and throw some eyelashes on and do the podcast. You know, B-Flat from Tighten Up Tuesday right here on the Two Funny Mamas channel. And we have a very special guest. Thanks to Miracle Buttercream and Cita Lewis. It's a support of black business guest who's going to hang out a little longer than normal. If Kim gets those eyelashes on, it's Veronica Swanson from Mutombo Coffee.
In front of the camera, I don't know how she's doing that.
No, she's been doing it so long.
Where your mirror?
Okay, hold up. This is what you do. I travel with the mirror.
Oh, okay, okay.
But it's one you can stick on your mirror. I travel with this little magnifying mirror. And they come with these little things. I really like just using a regular tweezer. But what's interesting is that the magnifying mirror now is too big. I was like this. Wait a minute. My eye, where is... So
are those magnetic glasses? Are they magnetic?
No. I have not done the magnetic. I might have used them once. This is real glue. And that's...
Okay.
You gotta wait till the glue gets tacky.
Yeah, I ain't see you do the...
All right.
Yeah, you got to let it get tacky because I'm using an already tacky glue.
Right.
But then my,
don't get it on,
you know,
Kim.
I bought a tacky glue, but y'all can't take it, huh? This is because one eye I can see out of real good and one eye I can't. I made some coffee, but I didn't have my Mutombo coffee with me. Do y'all have a truck? Well, let's talk about the coffee. Tell them about the coffee so I can tell you about coffee. And
First off, Veronica, you sent Kim some coffee. She's had the coffee. She loves it. And we can dive into it. Before you jump into that, where are you right now?
I am in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates.
What time is it there?
Don't nobody know where that is. Don't nobody know where that is.
Oh, my word. It's
3:00. I think that's in Hawaii.
I've been waiting on you, Kim, to get this eyelash together. Oh. So we've been on standby waiting for you to get your eyelashes on.
Hold on. One, pull it down. 30. How they look now?
Lord. You're going to have to get that together.
It's one eyelash crooked.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
This one you gain weight. And I got four titties. I can't get them back in the bra.
I was about to say one bra crooked, one bra side. Kim.
You know what? I'm only going to see Sherry.
You don't get to talk about
so Kim, United Arab Emirates is in the Middle East.
Oh,
thanks, Dubai. Veronica.
She's in Dubai. Kim.
Everybody's
doing that.
I'm in the capital of the UAE, which is Abu Dhabi. Everyone knows.
Announcing the Mocha Podcast Network, an innovative lifestyle podcast network featuring conversations from a black perspective. Curated with respected voices led by actresses and comedians Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley.
We're funny and we have a point of view. We call that edumatainment. That's what we call it.
Is that what it is?
Veteran TV journalist Rolanda Watts.
Shocking the heck out of everybody.
The legendary Funky Divas in Vogue.
This topic is girl groups in the industry.
To syndicated broadcast personalities Lonnie Love and Dee Dee McGuire, as well as an array of experts and activists. Mocha Podcast Network, a lifestyle destination with authentic voices and perspectives designed to enrich and empower women of color with a unique listening experience. More than a destination, the Mocha Podcast Network is a full-service studio that offers an ongoing portfolio of production, distribution, marketing, guest booking, and most importantly, ad sales. With a unique revenue model for podcasters that includes customized promotional campaigns created specifically around podcaster and targeted audience, service social media promos and pushes, MPN brand advertising, targeted electronic newsletter, experienced sales representation. For advertisers, the Mocha Podcast Network is a safe marketplace to align their brands with trusted voices, organically engaging the highly in-demand female consumer and more. With quality over quantity, from concept to completion, now is the time for content creators and brands to join the innovative Mocha Podcast Network and experience unapologetic conversations with a new perspective.
Dubai, but I am in Abu Dhabi, where I live. But Mutombo Coffee is a global coffee brand. We are, thank you, minority-owned and women-owned, and we're led by our chairman, NBA Hall of Famer and global humanitarian, Dikembe Mutombo. Mr. No, 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 not in my house.
Not in my house, so not in my house. No.
So I'm expanding the brand. I'm expanding the brand to this region. We are truly a global company, and we are nearly 4 years old. And I'm glad that you enjoy the coffee because it is very good.
And we're going to have to bring you back because I have to show everyone the box you sent. It had everything in it: coffee cups and big thing coffee. Oh. It looked like shirts and all kind of stuff, and a very impressive design. Yeah. I liked it, and the coffee is delicious. Now, do you have travel coffee? You see, I'm here in the hotel drinking some.
Yes, listen.
Was that here in my box?
Yes, ma'am.
Kim?
Yes, ma'am. So let me tell you what this is. Can I tell you what this is?
It used to be
Look,
in mine.
Chris has already gone
Check
through
this out.
His. He's already gone through his. He didn't even share.
Ain't said a word.
And neither have I, because I ain't got none. I'll be glad when I get some.
So let me.
I'm gonna keep going. You tell us about the coffee.
So this is 100. This is 100% Arabica coffee. This is not instant.
What's
it is not Maxwell House. It's the gourmet coffee. It's the premium coffee. It's not on a shelf at your local grocery store that's been sitting there for 2 years. When you open this, I'm gonna open it. Chris already knows what it's about. He's already experienced it.
I need that. See, I already
I can
told
smell
you
it through the thing. I can smell it.
There you go.
So let me show you. It's a tea bag with premium coffee, 100% Arabica coffee that you get at a gourmet coffee coffee cafe. All you need is hot water. Seeps like a tea bag. You put it in the coffee mug with some hot water. You let it sit for about 5 minutes, depending on the brew strength. So you remove it, you drink it black, or you put your cream and sugar, and you've got coffee on the go. You can have it anywhere you are. All you need is hot water.
And how many times can you use that coffee?
Veronica,
that's a good question. How many times can you use that one bag?
Don't ask
so
questions
like
that.
We have
like
a gentleman that brewed a whole tariff of coffee with this one tea bag. He brewed a
See,
whole carafe.
With
that one bag?
That's what he did.
That's what I'm talking about.
But listen, it's compostable, so it's good for the environment. So you don't have to worry about whether or not you're harming the environment because this is a compostable bag, and then you can recycle the packaging.
Girl, so time I get this bag, it's going to dissolve. Because I'm telling you, I know I can get about 6 cups out that one bag.
That's
just how I get my because I'm
you know what?
Budget.
I'm adding that. I'm adding my Tumble Coffee travel bag with this with my travel stuff.
Yes.
I'm gonna add it to
these are one of our best sellers.
I have something for you, Kim.
We've got some Latin American. People want to know what it tastes like. It's chocolate, berries, and cream. That's the kind of taste, that's the tasting notes. And so this is a blend. Our chairman chose this blend with his namesake. That's why it's called Deke's House Blend, short for Dikembe. And it's got African coffee and some Latin American beans in here as well. It's got Latin American and African beans. So it's really special, just like our chicken.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to you, Veronica, sending me a knife. I don't need no big package like Kim's. I can take a little one. Actually, you can just send me the box of the travels and one of them cute shirts you got on. I could represent the company.
Now, question.
While I'm flying, okay. I can be like, they gave me this shirt because the coffee good. I throw my shoulder on.
I have our ladies.
How do people get this coffee?
Matumbocoffee.com.
So I just dropped MatumboCoffee.com in the live chat. But today, Veronica has done something special because of the hard work the Two Funny Mamas fans did on Monday due to a tragedy. Mm-hmm. But Coca Brown and her son Phoenix are coming back strong. But guess what, Kim? There's more. You ready for this?
What? I'm ready.
How nice is this? Check this out. Help Coca rebuild. Make your purchase by February 25th, and Mutombo Coffee will donate 10% of sales to help the Coca Rebuild GoFundMe. What a nice gesture. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about.
That's how God works.
We need y'all to order your coffee, put the code in. For our listeners, Chris, can you say it again for our listeners?
Of course. Through February 25th, if you go to MutumboCoffee.com, and it's in the description, the website, it's Mutombo, Dikembe Mutombo, just like the namesake. It's his company, Dikembe's company, and you make it happen by going to that website. It's in the description, but it's MutumboCoffee.com. Any purchases, there's no code needed. Yeah. Check it out through the 25th.
Oh, no code needed.
And made it simple.
Thank you so much. And 10% will be donated. And it's great coffee. Go ahead, B.
I just want to say, Chris and Veronica, I would like to run that flyer on Tighten Up Tuesday on my podcast also, so that Picasso's can donate to that and run that until February 25th.
Right. Well, here, and this is a huge, this is, sorry, B, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yes, you do it all the time.
Well,
I'm going to pop my face into yours. No, I wanted to say something. This is literally what this segment, Support a Black Business, is all about. Thanks to Cita Lewis, Miracle Buttercream. She's invested in Two Funny Mamas because of all the fans and the support she received. She wanted to then in turn make a segment available to folks like Veronica and other black business owners to spread the good word. And look at this, Veronica... she gets it. It's right back into the system. Coca Brown's going to receive 10% of sales for that GoFundMe fund. So go to MatumboCoffee.com. Sherry isn't with us today. We haven't said that. She's busy and running around. She's on Kim's tail about stuff. Kim, you're doing the Sherry Show when?
I will be filming. Everybody watch Sherry's show on Friday. Friday, okay. I will be on there as one of the judges, Funny Over 50. We'll see what happens.
And
we're going to have a good time. So please make sure you watch the Sherry Show.
And I wanted to remind everybody that in another 5 to 10 years, Kim will qualify for that Funny Over 50 competition. And you can, in the meantime, you can be a judge for yourself. Go see Kim and Andre at the Funny Bone, Hartford, Connecticut this week. Important that you get out and support Kim. Go see her live. She's busting her tail. She's a road comic, B.
Yes, you are official. I have to give it to you.
This is official.
Yeah, you on the road. I can tell you. You on the road and you in a whack hotel room because I'm looking at the back door with that man on the back.
Do you see this hotel?
Lord, Kim's on the road.
It don't get no bigger. No, this is it. This is a New York. That's the wall, and that's the other wall.
I'm looking at the
right
door.
Here.
They got
No, this is it. All my bags are right here. You can't open the door because they're on the floor. This is a New York. You see my stuff on the bed?
Yeah, I see it. That's New York.
I've been in one smaller when I did the Bethany Frankel show. No, I'm telling you, I can open the door from my bed. Then I had to walk around. I had my bags on the other side of the bed. It was the smallest hotel room in New York I've ever been in my life. So what they say is true. But I'm about to go over to Sherry's house.
Sherry.
Check out a little bit.
Sherry bedroom bigger than that room.
It's true. So I might just sleep on the bathroom floor.
Hey, Kim, why do you look like you're in a hostage video? Why do you look like you're in a hostage video?
Because it ain't wrong.
Damn.
That little.
Y'all come get me.
Save Kim. Save Kim live in Hartford this week.
Check our background. Right, but I'm gonna leave here and I'm gonna be at the Hartford Funny Bone. Please,
right.
Don't get your tickets.
Her captors are only letting her out for two nights, Friday and Saturday, live at the Hartford Funny Bone. You know Kim Whitley. She's from Next Friday, Outlaw Johnny Black, Act Your Age, Raising Whitley. Oh,
welcome to the world. Flyer, Andre. Andre made that lovely flower, Flyer. And we're going to have, and what's his name? Another comic is coming. Henry Coleman. He's going to join us there in Hartford. Okay. So it's going to be a great show. You ever notice your eyebrows leave? Got no eyebrows.
That just came out of nowhere. Now, you talking to Veronica, who has nice, thick brown eyebrows that ain't going nowhere.
How you know that's hers? How do you know that's her eyebrows?
You can look at the front part right here. She still got the thickness right here, Kim. That's how you know she ain't as old as us. Look, this is hers.
Wait, hold up.
She got that. She got good things.
Look at that.
Mine all plucked out, and yours,
look.
It's the band. They hidden that band on your forehead.
Look what I got.
You gonna have to go in the bathroom when you get off this show and touch all that up. You know that, right? You gonna touch all that up.
Eyeliner.
You're doing a good job.
Wait. Let me do another.
But you gonna have to fix.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, you gonna have to fix all of that. Chris, you making the screen bigger don't make no. That doesn't help.
Come on, Kim. Let's see a close up. Come on.
Wait, hold on.
One of her eyes.
I got Veronica.
She's gonna be looking like Phyllis Diller if she don't go in the back.
Matumbo coffee eyebrows. You drink the coffee, and your eyebrows grow back.
And you help Coca Brown while you're at it.
Can I say one more thing about the coffee? I don't know.
Eyebrow talk is pretty important on this show, Veronica.
Because this is what I want to say. I am a coffee drinker. There's a problem. If I don't have coffee, and it's not about the caffeine or something, I love the taste of good coffee. I have coffee from all over the world. Every time I go somewhere, I buy coffee. Very important to me because I was even going to start a brand of coffee, but it takes too much work. So I didn't do that. So this coffee is fantastic. The work that the people put in, people think you can just go. You cannot. You got to climb up into mountains and it's got to be the certain. I'm going to let you talk, Veronica, but tell them what it takes to make a good coffee bean.
Listen, so coffee is only grown in certain regions of the world. And so you've got Latin American, Indonesian, you've got Jamaican, you've got African, you've got Colombian, Brazilian. Those are some of the most well-known coffees. With our coffee brand, we are very intentional about the brand. We are a coffee with a cause. When Dikembe said to me and our CEO, Robert Bush, that Congo grows some of the best coffee the world has never tasted, I was hooked. When we interviewed the farmers, we focus on female-led coffee farms because the women who have these small hectares of land and grow these magnificent coffee beans, they reinvest back into their communities. They reinvest into clinics and schools to better their communities. And so those are the farmers that we look to partner with and sell their beans on the international market so that they can command a higher premium for their 100% Arabica specialty beans. That's what it's about. We like the fact that we are giving back to mothers and communities who are growing some of the best coffees you've ever tasted. and then they get to use that money and reinvest back into their communities. We like to make a difference. So, as you know, our chairman, Dikembe, has his foundation. He has built a school and also a hospital that has served Congolese children and his native fellow Congolians. And so he really has put blood, sweat, and tears into his foundation and giving back to the Congolese community. And coffee is just one more thing that he has lent his intentions to and his efforts to, and to making a difference in his homeland of the Congo.
Amen.
And I'm just honored to be a proud of this. And you may want to know how I ended up starting a co-founding a brand with Dikembe. We attended Georgetown University together many, many moons ago, and we became friends. Over the decades, many decades later, we ended up co-founding a coffee company together. And I believe it's because we share a spirit, a kindred spirit, in wanting to help others and give back, which is why we also want to help Coco and her son get back on their feet with a 10% back to the GoFundMe that you've started.
Fantastic. Do our listeners and our viewers know who he is? Have we taken a moment to explain who this man is? We say his name, but we got a lot of young listeners. Can you please break it down for the people?
So Dikembe Mutombo played in the NBA. He has two jerseys, the National Basketball Association. He has his jersey hanging in two stadiums, Denver Nuggets Stadium and the Atlanta Hawks Stadium. He used to play, he's a legend. And he's one of the best defensive players the league has ever had. He's also an NBA ambassador. And so he's just as well known for his humanitarian efforts as he is as an NBA Hall of Famer. He's in the Hall of Famer. And he invented
and
the
Not In My There we go.
Thank you, Chris.
Back in the day.
And so.
He was incredible.
Right. So he's,
yes.
Yes. Yes.
If it wasn't for Jordan, he'd have a title too. He was incredible. He was so good.
Yes, and I can tell you he is just as kind of a human being as he is a player. He's known for his humanitarian work. His hospital has treated roughly 1 million patients since it was established, and he has a STEM school that educates children from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade, and with laptops and smart energy in the Congo. And so again, the coffee is just another way for us to help farmers and help those in the African regions, coffee growing regions, through our brand of coffee. We got coffee for everyone. Oh, and guess what? Everyone doesn't drink coffee, right? We've got Ghanaian cocoa mix.
Ghanaian, wait a minute. I just left Ghana. Wait a minute. What do you do with, let me explain to y'all about Ghanaian cocoa. You might know, even, I mean, of course you know, but that is their biggest, what do we say, the Ghanaian, they grow the cocoa bean. It's some of the best chocolate I've ever tasted in my life. I was going downstairs in the hotel and they kept saying, I said, well, can I buy it? They were like, no, it's only here special for the hotel. I said, it doesn't make any sense. How are you not selling this Ghanaian chocolate? So go ahead, Veronica. What is this? And is it in my package? I'm sorry, did I mention that?
I believe it's in your packet, Kim, in your box. But if it's not, we'll ship you out some. So this is organic. It's shade grown. And it is basically cocoa mix and cane sugar. It doesn't have preservatives in it whatsoever. And these are Ghanaian cocoa beans, and Ghanaian cocoa mix from Ghanaian cocoa beans. It's one of our best sellers. You don't need sugar. All you need is some nice oat milk or almond milk or cow's milk, however you make your cocoa. We recommend using it with a milk product or an almond milk or something like that. And it's just enough sugar to give you a nice decadent chocolatey flavor without being over sugary. This is not Swiss mix. It's not instant.
Right.
Again, we're talking about cocoa mix that is made with Ghanaian cocoa beans. Yes. One of our best sellers.
I'm telling your
audience they need to order.
Yeah, see, she's introducing
us. What does that say?
What's
no, you
that?
Don't understand. I usually like to rush home to a man. I'm rushing home to that cocoa mix. I can't wait to get back to LA to get my
buy some cocoa for cocoa.
Exactly.
Okay. You know, I don't know if you're one of those people that can't get their sugar fix. But we also, with the cocoa, I recommend our Stroop waffles. You know what these are?
Oh, girl, I can't eat them. They so good, I'll be fat.
That's all right. I'm already fat. What is it?
Oh, they got the caramel in them. It's like the waffle.
Kim, this will make you want to smack somebody.
Don't eat that, Kim.
Kim, stop saying that phrase.
You feeding it already?
I need it in my box.
I'm going to make this my ringtone.
Veronica, don't put that in my box.
Let me tell you about
it. Oh, Kim.
Pay attention.
Don't look at it, Kim. Don't look at it.
Y'all not seen me get up yet. Oh, look at it.
Wait, girl, I said don't look at it.
Veronica, bite it. Bite it, Veronica, so we can see it.
You better not, Veronica.
What you do, it's a Dutch cookie. And what you do is that you make your coffee or your cocoa or your hot tea. You put it on top and you let it warm. You let the caramel in the middle warm.
Damn.
And it gets soft and gooey. And you break it.
And don't eat again. It's the devil. I had two of them and I was fiending. They are good. And that's why I don't eat them. They better than Twinkies. And Twinkies is my downfall.
Okay.
All right, I got something. I'm gonna write up a contract, and I think we go with. Well, I'm gonna write up a contract for Kim, and we're gonna do this with Mutombo Coffee, and it's gonna say for a little bit of sugar. Get it going.
There it is. Sugar.
Oh, sugar.
I got a little bit of sugar for you. I like that.
Just a little sugar.
Y'all see how small the room is? I get ready.
Veronica is an excellent saleswoman.
Kim, you got your own brew machine in there. We're the only black-owned, women-owned coffee company that has our own branded coffee machine. You haven't been in your box. Chris, what happened? We have our own
machine.
Wait, did you say Chris, what happened?
Is it in my box?
In your box?
Do I look like a postal carrier?
No, Let's get this straight. Chris told me, do not open the box until we have you on the podcast.
Correct.
I didn't bring the box to New York.
Listen.
Said, don't open it. I don't know.
Do you have any idea what happens?
I have spilled the coffee everywhere on my clothes. I'll be dang.
This is what we call B.
No. The outfit that you was going to wear to the show.
Dang.
That ain't what you was wearing to the show.
No, so
I got coffee over me. Yeah.
So
Veronica,
just so you know, if it ends up at her house, if it ends up at her house and it's opened for more than 7 seconds, someone's cousin's aunt's brother's uncle will
are gonna eat it.
It will not make it to the show.
Veronica, you know
you have to understand Raising Whitley is still going on, just without the cameras.
Oh.
Without the cameras. It's chaos.
I gotta see,
Because I got Veronica on this, that cookie is addictive. It's like Pringles. And they was giving them out on the plane, and I was asking people, could I have theirs so I could bring one home to dinner so he could taste it. And I was like, Bug, don't ever get these. They are too good.
These are so good. And I'm so glad.
I don't think Don gave me those. Don in St. Louis, he gave me some coffee. But he did not give me, I don't think he gave me the cookies or the cocoa. He was a little stingy.
So quick story about Don. So Don and I were introduced by my cousin who loved the coffee, and she said, you have to meet Veronica. So we got to talking, and he said he wanted to carry the coffee at his golf club. So I said, have you tasted the coffee? He says, oh no, I don't like coffee. I said, what do you mean? How do you know you want to carry the coffee? He goes, I haven't drank coffee in 20 years. I don't like coffee. I said, well, in order for us to carry it at your club, you at least have to taste it. Can you just take a sip of it? He went from not liking coffee to taking a sip to becoming our national sales director. That's how great our coffee is.
He's a coffee crackhead. It's true.
He's a coffee.
Once you get some good coffee, you cannot, you gotta have it.
Got a couple questions from the live chat because I know Kim's running out of time, but we do want to know quick answer from you for this question. What kind of hotel room is Kim staying in? That's from Lacobus.
B flat,
your answer?
Oh, if it didn't have that sign on the back door, I would say it was a motel, but I'm going to get that's probably like a Hilton Inn. A Hilton Garden Inn.
Why can't it just be the Garden? Because
it's so small.
All right. Kimberly Jackson has a question for...
And that's a small-ass room, and I know it ain't the W.
Kimberly Jackson has a question for Veronica.
We're in New York.
Does the Ghanaian coffee and cocoa beans come from Ghanaian farmers? Everything looks good. Veronica?
The Ghanaian cocoa mix comes from Ghanaian farmers. Yes.
There you go. Somebody wanted to know how many milligrams in the K-pods of caffeine.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Do you know how much caffeine?
How much caffeine? Enough?
No, oh, that's from St. George.
Tell St. George I said enough.
The good thing about the K-pods, it's medium acidity. They're balanced and they're medium acidity. There's not a lot of caffeine in a K-cup itself because you only have a single serving. So I don't know specifically how much caffeine is in a single serving of a K-pod, but it's very balanced as far as the acidity level. So it's not gonna give you a big jolt. We sell all day coffee. And that means you can have a cup of coffee in the morning, noon, sometimes I'll have a cup of coffee at 7 or 8 o'clock at night. It does not interfere with my sleeping. This is not something that's gonna give you a jolt and have your eyes bugging for 15 hours. It's not that kind of coffee. It is an all day coffee. It's medium balanced, medium acidity. It's very smooth. It's not bitter.
It is.
Fritz can attest to it because he's drank all of his coffee that I sent him.
Oh yeah, you gotta understand. I usually get like an almond milk latte or something. I'll get 4 shots of espresso in that.
Chris, that's hot.
So I enjoy. Oh, who is this? Oh, it's Herlene. I got it. Herlene.
That means that's the time.
Time to go.
Well, that's. All right, so I wanted to say something else real fast. Kim was a guest of Areva Martin's in St. Louis, and Kim is wearing a headband with the St. Louis flag on it. I'm here in St. Louis. Veronica's.
So that's what it is, Arlene.
It's a St. Louis flag.
We couldn't figure out what it was.
Yeah.
So
shout out.
You see, it's really not that cold, Kim. It is. It's 44 degrees. It's really not that cold.
You see what? Oh, it's not?
No. Well, not to me, because this girl's 44 degrees in February is a blessing in New York. when it's normally like one.
All right. Before Kim leaves, Kim, where are you this weekend?
I am going to be at Hartford Funny Bone, Hartford, Connecticut Funny Bone, Friday, Saturday night. Please get your tickets at HartfordFunnyBone.com. Please meet Andre Lavelle and Henry Coleman. Get your tickets now. We want to make sure everybody can get in. We have a great show. If you're not doing nothing this weekend, even if you are doing something, cancel that. Come on over to the Hartford Funny Bone. Because what happens if you don't come, they will never ask me back. Okay.
That's quite a role, Kim. And then you just move on to the next club.
Is that what happens? Okay.
Yeah, that's what happens. That's part of the road. Just keep it moving.
Keep me positive, B, because I was concerned. I was like,
oh no. Like, you're going to be fine. You already know it's going to be sold out.
I don't need these gloves like this. I don't need these thick gloves.
Girl, no. It ain't like it's snowing and all that. It's nice out.
I'm ready. Look, I am ready.
I see. That's because you're so used to L.A.
Yeah.
And I didn't even wear a jacket today. Everybody just had on hoodies today.
You're not in New York?
I'm in Philly. I just left New York. I got home this morning at 3:30 a.m. I was in New York last night. It was like 35 degrees.
Question That's before you cool. leave. Kim.
When are you going to write me some jokes?
One more time, Kim. Give him a peek behind the scenes. What'd you say?
When you going to write me some jokes? I need some jokes. It's my life. You can tell. Look. This is when behind the scenes. This is when you're taking down all your stuff. You're right, Chris. It's like this. Look. All right, y'all. I'll see you later. Putting off the light.
You're moving your camera. You know, she looks like she's on an episode of Cops in 1992. leaving the sting room. She's the detective. She's about to kick in that door. There's criminals on the other side of that. And she's not standing for it anymore. Her town has been terrorized for too long. Kim, I have a question for you before you go. You're going on Sherry's show. Will you have a clip that has more views than B's clip the last time she was on the Sherry show?
No, ma'am, because Kim can't do the splits. She'd have to shoot somebody on the show, Chris, to get 4 million views.
Chris,
I don't know what she's going to do.
You got 4 million views right now?
Yes, ma'am.
B.
Yes.
All I got to do is pop out one of these titties.
If you pull out the titties.
I'm sorry. Don't. I will have a.
You're right. Kim.
Wardrobe malfunction, and I will have coffee for everyone. In my
you will.
Wait a minute. Don't put us in that.
Kim had an immediate solution, and I believe in it. And I frankly look forward to seeing it. Good luck, Kim.
First of all, I'm on a panel. You know I don't get to shine. You know how it is when you're on a panel with the judges.
But if you now, say you know something, one of your titties happened to fall out.
But B, I will say yours was notorious. Ain't nobody doing no splits on that show. Nobody's age range, unless you're 20. All right, y'all. Veronica, we're going to have you come back home when I open my box. When I get back home. I got to leave my room myself. I'm going to leave my jail cell.
She got 40 minute segment. Kim, behave out there.
I'm going out to the yard now. They're going to let me go run in the yard for 2 minutes. I see y'all.
Kim Whitley, everybody.
Thank you.
We'll get out of here in just a second.
Room. When you got to make sure you got all your shit, because you know somebody coming in there after you leave. They don't adhere to the do not disturb. They still be coming in the room looking through people's shit in New York City. So you got to be like, let me get my shit
Well,
up.
B, when you rent by the hour, of course that's going to happen the next person.
Like, that ain't the kind of room you can just leave all your shit out. She ain't at the Waldorf Astoria. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You got a butler outside the room watching your shit. And they got somebody watching him.
All right, before we get out of here, B-flat, you got shows coming up. You got a podcast every single Tuesday. Sounds like you're going to maybe link up with Veronica for some Picasso love as well. B has a wonderful fan base as well. And then Veronica, if you do anything DIY or artistic, you all can have a conversation about that. I mean, it's pretty artful that you're involved in this coffee company as well. But B, plug something before we get out of here. Let everybody know what's going on.
Well, first of all, I want to plug Veronica. It's amazing, extraordinary. Let everyone know she's from the St. Louis metro area. Another famous one for the books. East St. Louis in the house, Chris.
So again, you should definitely plug your thing.
I know, but I'm just saying, I want people to know all the amazing talent and growth that comes out of St. Louis.
I love it. I didn't even mean for that to happen. It was just wild.
It's more than just Jason Tatum popping in St. Louis. I'm just letting you know we have another woman living in Dubai, in the Emirates. Did I say it right? Because people say
United
shit wrong.
Emirates.
Yeah, United Emirates. I said Emirates. Emirates. Yeah, so I just wanted her to plug that. I wanted to give that plug to her.
Everything well, she's got...
about me, Chris.
Well, we're going to go to her. You plug your stuff. I saved her for last. For the love of... Come on.
Well, let's see. I do have my new show coming up March 30th.
I love you.
Comedy in Harlem in New York City. And you know, I just left New York City last night, and I do apologize. I am appearing on Two Funny Mamas when I should have been on Tighten Up Tuesday. That was a whole nother fiasco. I was trying to get the episode taped. But I'm trying to not miss any more of my own episodes, Chris, before I be appearing on other people's shit like Two Funny Mamas. But I'm glad I'm here to make that statement. And I do have my 420 show coming up in L.A. at the Miracle Theater. Jokes and Smokes. I'm trying to take it
light. Who's on that? You're doing that? That's your show?
Me. Yeah.
Anyone else?
Not that I know of. I haven't decided, but I know they have like somebody just opening to bring me out.
Oh,
but
very nice.
No features and all that other stuff. So I'm at the Miracle Theater on 420, April 20th, which is a Friday. In Los Angeles. And you know I'm going in early because that's my birthday week. I'm going in after Tighten Up Tuesday, Chris, so I could be smoked out.
Of course.
You know, kicking it.
This 10-second allotment for a personal plug at the end of the show has turned into 6 hours of...
Told me to go ahead and get it popping, so I went and got it started.
You do. You're amazing. Everybody loves you. Everybody's in the comments. MM's in the comments. Sick and Ahead. Kelly, Veronica, having a good time. Makila, Mocha, Ms. Michelle, Sandy W., Pac 93. Gosh, we love all of you for tuning in to it. And I did see a couple comments. I apologize. I didn't see who. People saying they were purchasing.
All the people I missed yesterday on Tighten Up Tuesday.
That as well. The folks buying Mutombo Coffee and supporting Coca Brown, making that happen. We appreciate you. And then also just one more shout out for Sita Lewis of Miracle Buttercream, because she introduced us to Veronica and introduces us to black businesses all the time. And now that we've got some scheduling consistency, we'll have another new black business next week. Thank you so much to Miracle Buttercream. Not too early to start planning Mother's Day, by the way. Look out. And you can always use the black businesses that come on her segment. Before we leave, Veronica, I know 44 minutes is a little bit longer than you were promised, but everybody's loving you. You're having fun. It looks like you've avoided most of the shrapnel from the jokes from B-flat and Kim. What else do we need to know or be reminded of with Mutombo Coffee?
So, I just want to reiterate that, you know, the more beans that we move, the more beans we sell, the more female-led coffee farms we can support and invest in. We're looking forward to raising a significant amount of money through our 10% give back to Coco to help her rebuild, she and her son. Sure. And I also want to mention that for Mother's Day, Miracle Buttercream and Miracle Buttercream and Mutombo Coffee are teaming up for Mother's Day bundles or Pamper Her bundles. So if you enjoy self-care over a good cup of hot steaming coffee, then you'll be able to purchase our bundles for Mother's Day.
You see that, B? That was a tight, that was a nice, tight, succinct plug. She used it efficiently. We're proud of her. And maybe you could take note.
I pass.
You know, Shug. You know, Shug. I'm like my flyer. I'm like my flyers that you don't like to read on Tighten Up Tuesday with all the information and the barbershop address and where you can get it. So I was doing that in honor of you since you misread my flyers that got everybody on them.
Explain to our guest. Explain to Veronica what you're talking about. Okay, Veronica, have you ever noticed? You ever see a flyer for a comedy show?
Veronica, he's saying black flyers be having too much information on them. That's basically what he's saying, and he right, because you know our flyers be having everything on them at the top. He be saying so and so entertainment and such entertainment presents the such and such comedy show, and then it lists all of our credits, and then it'll be like for tickets call Gary and Michael and and Chris reads all of it, and then it'd be like. And then you know what we have on that. If you buy a table and a VIP being $160, and if you get a table, it's $30, and it's food included and drinks and DJ, and he read all of that. And I'd be like, Chris, just the plates. No, but he tried to be funny, and he'll read the whole flyer. So I stopped doing it. I just listing my dates so he can just read where it is.
If you want to buy tickets in person,
he'd be like, call Gary at 973.
What were you saying, Veronica?
You read the part where it says two chicken dinners for $35?
Without question. And I'll let people know that there's a, I'll even go further. I'll let people know that you're supposed to go talk to Shanice at the second chair in the beauty shop. If you want to buy tickets in person, of course, you'll knock three times on the door. You take a left whenever you get to Washington Street, and then you go straight on the other side. But don't worry, because if you get there early, DJ so-and-so will be spinning for all of your love.
So I cut all that out. So he misses all the verbiage. So I thought I'd give him some of that here on Two Funny Mamas.
Oh, and turn
so kind.
All of that. I know you miss all of that. I know you miss the flyers.
And I can't wait to do your podcast. Absolutely. I love the storytelling. That's for sure. We like to call it the converse. We like to call the coffee experience. It's the conversation between the sips that matter.
Yes,
so we'll get our coffee.
All things coffee. Here on my wall. That's one thing about see my wall. It's all things coffee. Look at this. Here's my favorite little cup.
Other side. There you go.
We got to get you a Mutombo coffee mug. This is a
special. Yes, you do.
This is special. It's a Mount Mutombo 17-ounce coffee mug.
Ooh, see? And I'm sure you can just... I don't need a lot. I don't need a lot. This is all that I ask for. You can send me just two boxes of what you sent Chris with the travel coffee. That's
two. Two boxes.
Two boxes. I don't need a whole bunch of stuff like... I'm not greedy.
She plans to share. Chris, she plans to share. You didn't share. You kept your coffee hush-hush.
I am sharing. No, because if I'm on the when I'm on the plane, I don't have to buy a coffee since they charge you. I could be like, can you bring me a cup of water and bring them a cup of water? And then I'm a dip for me and dip for the person in the middle. And we can share coffee and conversation. Because people talk to me on the plane anyway. So I do that. When they wake up, I'll be like, would you like a piece of gum? I'm that kind of person. So I'm saving everybody. $5 and I can dip and they can dip and I can still save my bag.
That's right.
And be frugal. I'm not asking for a lot. And even with my GoFundMe, my weed burns up daily. My house ain't burned out. All I'm doing is burning up weed. People could be like, oh, we can send B flat $100 for her weed burn up.
How about this? We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for, obviously, Kim was here earlier. And Sherry, sad we missed her today. Make sure you tune into the Sherry Show. Show Sherry some love on Instagram at Sherry E. Shepherd. And and it's going to be great to have her back next week. She was already here earlier this week. If you missed it, we did an impromptu 2-hour live stream that thank you so much to the Two Funny Mamas fans. You brought in a period of 2 hours over $11,000 Coco Brown's GoFundMe after her house burned down. So if you're not familiar with that, also shout out, I think we did it last week, but our friends at Comedy Gives Back are sending over the proper materials for Grant for Coca, so she can be, so there's additional compensation there. We love them. More news with that. They're obviously the great folks that we benefited our comedy show for in LA. It was a blast. So shout out to Amber J and Comedy Gives Back. Sherry and Kim are back. Oh, here, one more. Sorry, let's just plug away. Sherry's on the road. Make sure you go see her. As you're going to go see Kim in Hartford this weekend. We've got dates in Baltimore. Check that out in April. And then I believe in March, we've got Atlanta, Hoover, Alabama at the Stardome. So check it out. You can see Sherry, Kim all over the place. And we'll be back next week with both of them. Ladies, wonderful work today. The fans, big time, had a good time. Look at them. Everybody's just loving it in the live chat.
Thank you, Chris, for inviting me on, letting me come on and be the ignorant person that I am. I really enjoyed myself. And I have one more plug, if you don't mind.
Of course
mind.
You do.
You don't have to do me a GoFundMe. You can go to Comedy Gives Back and be like, oh, B Flat burned up $500 of weed. He's trying to replace it. And you can give back. Part of my creative process. It's I fair. Can't live without it. There you have it. I'm just saying.
All right. For Kim, for Sherry, for B Flat, for Veronica. We're back next week. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Be sure to tell a friend. Let's get to 100,000 subscribers. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Nice meeting you,
Thank
Veronica.
You. Thank you, Chris. Nice
meeting you. Bye.
Two funny
mamas.
Two funny mamas.
Two funny mamas. Two funny mamas.
What's with the grin? Jeffrey and Kim. Yeah, that's them. About to throw down again. Tickling the soul from beginning to the end.
Announcing the Mocha Podcast Network, an innovative lifestyle podcast network featuring conversations from a Black perspective. Curated with respected voices led by actresses and comedians Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley.
We're funny and we have a point of view. We call that edumatainment. That's what we call it.
Is that what it is?
Veteran TV journalist Rolanda Watts.
Shocking the heck out of everybody.
The legendary Funky Divas in Vogue.
This topic is girl groups in the industry.
To syndicated broadcast personalities Lonnie Love and Dee Dee McGuire, as well as an array of experts and activists. Mocha Podcast Network, a lifestyle destination with authentic voices and perspectives designed to enrich and empower women of color with a unique listening experience. More than a destination, the Mocha Podcast Network is a full-service studio that offers an ongoing portfolio of production, distribution, marketing, guest booking, and most importantly, ad sales. With a unique revenue model for podcasters that includes customized promotional campaigns created specifically around podcaster and targeted audience, service social media promos and pushes, MPN brand advertising, targeted electronic newsletter, experienced sales representation. For advertisers, the Mocha Podcast Network is a safe marketplace to align their brands with trusted voices, organically engaging the highly in-demand female consumer and more. With quality over quantity, from concept to completion, now is the time for content creators and brands to join the innovative Mocha Podcast Network and experience unapologetic conversations with a new perspective.